There are many great reviews out there, so go ahead and watch them. And after that, go ahead and watch us talking about this movie. Okay, we'll wait. All right, let's do this. Let's do it. Godzilla Minus One, 2023, 8.3 on my drama list. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna go up when people go and vote. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And this is a Japanese film. 99% of it is Japanese. Was there another language? Yeah, every time Godzilla was like, yeah. No, there were a few scenes in English. Oh, okay, at the theater, yes. Okay. Now, it's during and after World War II in Japan, correct. And what I really love about this movie is that we get to see the consequences of your actions. Right, to the main character. And I really enjoyed that. The characters were great. Do like love stories. This I don't see it like a love story. I do believe actually the secondary characters were more awesome than the primary characters. That's my take. I agree with you. No, I mean, yeah, I agree with you. Now you agree with me, but that's what you said earlier. I kind of like the love story, but it was like a very slow love story. Yes, we have to agree that she was beautiful. You have a new fan. What is her name again? I know it's Minami, but I quite forgot her name. Hamabi Minami. Yes. Where else have I seen her? She was in Kakeburi and the Promised Neverland movie. Oh, we haven't talked about it here. No, she's also in Ranma. No, Ranma is the guy. Well, both of them, they're a good couple. Oh, yep. Interesting. He is the guy from Kenshin, right? No, he plays Sojiro in the Kenshin movies. Okay, that was close, yeah. But we don't care about him, we just care about the girl. Now, it's not just him as the main character. We've mentioned there are secondary characters, and what I like is that most of them are ex-militaries from World War II, now trying to live in this post-war Japan, trying to, how do you say that? Meet ends of poor guy, something like that. I'm trying to say now to sound very smart. Okay, we get the idea. Yeah. Yeah. So these people, they're trying to get jobs wherever they can, especially our main character, who used to be a kamikaze pilot who was not willing to put his life on the line for the country of Japan, correct. And we go back with the actions of your consequence. Your actions has consequence. Whatever. And this is something that really embrace him and torment him, correct, through the whole movie. He even had some PTSD because of the first attack of Godzilla, right? So he gets to see Godzilla. He's able to be the one that kills Godzilla, but he doesn't do it. But anyway, he was going to be unable to do it because of the bullets. You're right, but we didn't knew that at that part of the film. Correct, yeah. So yeah, I agree with you. He has some PTSDs, and thank goodness for the girl that is willing to do anything for him to try to relieve him. And that was very nice. I kind of like agree with you on that story of the love story, but yeah, well, after he comes back from the war, he goes to Tokyo, finds out that his family are dead, and he ends up helping this girl that has this baby, and I guess little by little they're starting to become a family, and she's, well, he still have this problem of Godzilla in his mind, and we get to see Godzilla attacking Ginza, and I must admit, that was an amazing scene. Yes, there were some moments you did not knew what was real and what was not. I mean, we do know that it's a sci-fi film, and of course the humans on this film are fake and Godzilla is real. But there were a few emotional scenes, and I know how emotional you get during, especially during this holiday season. Yeah. So therefore I must ask, were you crying? Because I saw your eyes. There were a few scenes, yeah, quite emotional, and yes, yeah, a few tears came down through my cheek. I admit it. Okay. It was very nice. Yeah, very good. We covered here airplanes a few weeks ago, and Seeing the aviator was quite cool. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Especially when they build up the plane and they needed the mechanic, and this is where we bring back again secondary characters, and the mechanic was quite awesome. But if we are going to talk about the real MVP, I will say it was the scientist, and the young man that could not go to war was, but he was like the, he was a muscle. He was a young kid learning. Yeah, that was cool. Going back to the scientists, there is a final attack. Yes. And mentioning the steps of how to destroy Godzilla, I believe was a great idea. But more than that, it's actually his speech at the end where he talks about the failure of the Japan of World War II and the lessons they learned and how to take this experience to become a stronger nation, and even resilience in some aspects. Yes, I do believe that was one of the best things of the movie, besides, of course, Godzilla. And this is why I keep saying, I know you like the love story and the main character, and she was cute. But it's the secondary character, especially the baby. Otakus around the world, this baby, this girl, she cried. Like, you know, when your parents pinch you when you did something wrong in your grandmother's house? This is how she cried. And I was waiting at the credits of the film to see some words saying no baby was pinched during this movie. I guess. But I was expecting that, but it didn't happen. But boy, that baby cried, and I almost cried. It's a very emotional ending. And I want to ask you, my dear otakus watching around the world, do you saw this movie? And if you did you agree with me or not that Godzilla was pregnant and at the end of the movie, she was giving the babies? Spoilers! Oops, sorry, but we're talking about it. We said it at the beginning, just go ahead and watch it. Let somebody else review. We're talking about this. Was she pregnant or not? And hence the title Godzilla Minus One. So there are going to be more Godzillas? Yes. Oh, okay. What did you guys think? Did you agree with my theory? What's wrong with my English? I have no idea. See you next time. Yeah, do the Godzilla thing again. Okay. Bye. Bye.